Mission Improbable by the Boom Jennies. Episode 1, Jungle.
Right, got another story for you. You're going to love this. Right, pensioner gets life following allotment brawl.
No.
I've got some great pics of him lobbing cabbages.
No,
you don't want that?
No.
Okay, how about this? Prosthetic leg found in Wiltshire Cave.
No.
Hampshire Cave?
No.
Dorset?
No, bye.
He's hung up. I need a bigger story.
Thanks for the lift to the airport, Jane.
No worries, Lucy.
It's a shame you can't come with us.
Bird watching in Bavaria is not really my thing, Amelia.
Well, I can't wait. It's nice to get some time off from the zoo. I've been mucking out monkeys all week.
Ugh. What are you spraying, Amelia? It's stinging my eyes. Ooh, is that my phone?
No, it's me. It's from that chef I've been seeing. I could do with some advice, actually.
What does it say?
Well, there have been a few. I don't think we should see each other anymore. I've met someone else I prefer. Don't come into the restaurant again.
Right.
Why is he sending me all these cryptic messages? Is it on or is it off?
It's a dead duck, Lucy.
Maybe you'll meet a new guy in Germany.
True. I do love a man in lederhosen.
What is that stuff, Amelia?
Oh, do you like it? It's my new perfume. They had free samples in the toilets at the service station.
I think that's air freshener.
Alpine Fresh, the magical scent that keeps odours at bay.
Amelia, that's it! That's the story!
Actually, the toilets weren't all that special, to be honest.
No, you've reminded me of something my Uncle Norman told me as a little girl. Something about a magical scent hidden in some temple somewhere.
Jane, why are you turning round?
Going to see Uncle Norman.
What?
He's on his last legs and I do not want him to cark it before I can get the details out of him.
Huh. Oh, you never told me you had an uncle.
He's not your type, Lucy, unless you like boring old men with body odour.
Well, let's not rule him out just yet.
Uncle Norman? The nurse said it was okay for us to see you.
Oh, hello, Tony.
It's Jane, Uncle Norman. Tony was your cocker spaniel.
Oh, no. Am I still here?
Hello there. Jane, you never told me your uncle was so handsome.
Oh,
it smells a bit ripe in here. I'm used to the elephant enclosure.
Uncle Norman, do you remember when I was a child?
Oh, yes. A very odd little boy.
There was a story you told me about a magical scent hidden deep in the jungle.
Oh, yes. The scent of the rare midnight orchid. It was during my RAF days.
Ooh, I love a man in uniform.
We were on a mission to Dusseldorf when our plane crash-landed in Guatemala. Navigation was never my strong suit, and it didn't help that we were using a map of the Cotswolds.
Yes. Fascinating stuff, Uncle Norman. Tell me more about the orchid.
It was hidden deep inside an ancient Aztec temple. A flower whose scent had such potent aphrodisiac properties, it could make anyone completely irresistible.
Aphrodisiac properties? That could solve all my problems.
Oh, it worked for me.
Could you tell us where the temple is, Uncle Norman?
12 hours due south of Jalapa. I've said too much. You must never go there. It's too dangerous.
There's still a bit of a whiff in here. Come on, Norman. Let's freshen you up.
He's not one of your llamas, Amelia.
Ah, my eyes.
Oops.
How do you spell Jalapa? Hang on, let me get a pen.
I feel my time is near. Promise me you'll never go to the temple, Tony.
Of course not, Uncle Norman. Now, do you think you've got time to sketch a quick map?
Flight 538 to Guatemala City is now boarding.
No way, Jane. We are not coming to Guatemala with you. I've read a whole German dating phrase book in preparation for this holiday, and I spent a lot of money on this Bavarian milkmaid outfit.
Okay, it's up to you, Lucy. But when we find this aphrodisiac flower, the men will be queuing up.
Okay, I'm in.
Right, let's go. Coming, Amelia?
No, I've got to be back for a shift on Tuesday. It's panda mating season and someone needs to be there to cheer them on.
Okay, but the position of head wildlife photographer is up for grabs, and I think you'd be perfect for it.
Really? Well, maybe the pandas would appreciate some privacy.
Great, grab Lucy's suitcase, Amelia. Finding this temple is going to be the scoop of the century. Right, Lucy, what does the map say?
Apply cream generously to both cheeks. Hang on, this is a sheet of medical notes.
Turn it over, Lucy.
Oh, I see. Okay, according to this map, there should be a river over there and the temple's on the other side. Is this blue line a river or a graph of your uncle's urine concentration?
Oh, I told him not to rush it. Amelia, get down! Those vines won't take your weight.
Ah! It's fine. Nobody worry. I'm fine.
Okay, let's just assume it's this way. I know this Bavarian milkmaid outfit is incredibly flattering on me, but it's wasted in this jungle.
I'm sweating like a turkey in these zoo overalls. Still, at least the mosquitoes can't get in.
Yeah, you must be getting eaten alive in those shorts, Jane.
Mosquitoes don't go for me, Lucy. They're like sharks. They pick off the weak. Right, where's my dictaphone? I need to start documenting the hell out of this trip. Fighting my way through this remote, inhospitable, cool jungle, I'm propelled only by my uncle's dying wish that I find this rare aphrodisiac orchid and reveal its secrets to the world. Exhausted, alone, and dangerously low on rations, I
find. Do you want another Snickers, Jane?
No. Thank you, Amelia. And dangerously low on rations. I've been forced to kill and eat a tapir.
Or a Scotch egg? I've got a party pack.
Amelia! I'm engaged in groundbreaking journalism here.
Guys! I can see the bridge! Over here! Aphrodisiac flower power, here we come!
It's a long way down, isn't it? And it's very slippery on here.
Just make sure you don't drop my suitcase, Amelia.
Don't worry, I'm being really careful.
Hang on, Amelia! Disaster has struck. My assistant is hanging by one arm, 50 feet above a raging torrent. If she falls, she'll almost certainly die.
Can someone give me a hand?
Jane, this is an emergency. We've got to get Amelia back up. She's got my suitcase!
Can I let go of it now? It's actually quite heavy!
Amelia, just turn your face this way so I can get a photo of you hanging there!
I can't hold on much longer!
Jane, the rope's fraying!
The whole thing's gonna go! Amelia, drop the suitcase!
Do not drop the suitcase! There's hundreds of pounds worth of lingerie in there!
It's going! Your wheelie suitcase makes a remarkably effective raft, Lucy.
Yeah, it's surprisingly comfortable.
Are you sure there isn't room for me on there?
You're doing an excellent job, Amelia. Just keep swimming.
Do you think there are piranhas in here?
Probably. And crocodiles.
Oh.
Well done, Amelia. You're speeding up.
That's not me. I think we're caught in a current.
What's that rumbling sound?
It sounds like a motorway.
I'll look at the map. Oh, it's completely soaked. Hang on, let me just flatten it out. No motorway. I see. Yep. It's a waterfall!
Okay, team. Let's all sit on this log and get our breath back.
I think I've swallowed another frog. I mean, two was clumsy, but three's a mini massacre.
My milkmaid dress is ripped to shreds. We'd better find this orchid, Jane, or my love life's had it.
Don't worry, we're on the right side of the river now. Somewhere in those trees is a smell that's going to make me famous.
Stop fidgeting, Amelia.
I'm not doing anything.
You know when you come off the water and you feel like you're still moving?
I think we are moving.
I don't think this is a log. It's got feet.
It's a dinosaur.
It's a crocodile, Jane.
It's a crocodile.
A crocodile?
No one make any sudden movements. On the count of three, everyone stand up and move away from the reptile. One, two, three, run!
I can't! I've got my pigtail caught in a branch! Help! Thank goodness it's dark. I look ridiculous.
If we hadn't cut your pigtail off, you'd be dead by now.
I may as well be dead.
Just focus on map reading. I'm sure we're close.
Hold on, I can barely see the map.
The torch is dying.
Look in my suitcase. I've got some spare batteries for my curling tongs. Not that I've got much hair to use them on now.
We don't need a torch. Just use your night vision.
It'll only take a second. I know where I packed them.
They're not in there. Jane used them all for her dictaphone.
What?
And I ate one, thinking it was a cocktail sausage.
Thanks, Amelia. Drop me right in it.
You cannot have used all 30.
I wasn't happy with my vocal tone in a lot of the recordings.
Right, I cannot do this anymore. It's pitch black. The map is a wet rag, and this flower you promised would bring in the men is nowhere to be seen. Face it, we're never going to find this temple.
Guys, I think I've hit a wall.
We're all tired, Amelia, but just dig deep. We're nearly there.
No, I've literally hit a wall. I think I've broken my nose.
A wall? There's a door here. Amelia, you found the temple.
Jane, there are torches burning on the walls.
Do you think someone's here? Of course not. Come on. There are stairs over here. There it is. My quest ends in the shadowy undercroft of this lost temple. Here is the fabled midnight orchid, a flower whose scent is rumoured to be the world's most powerful aphrodisiac. As I lean in to smell it... Oh, that is revolting!
Guys, look over here. What are all these bags of sugar for?
I don't think that's sugar, Amelia. And I think it might belong to them. Hello, some men.
Right.
That's a huge weapon you've got there, sir. Oh, okay. Coming on too strong? I have been accused of that before.
Why are they tying us up, Jane?
Ooh, very forward. I don't usually expect this kind of thing until at least date two. I hate to say it, Jane, but I'm beginning to think you're right. It looks like we might have been taken hostage by a drugs cartel.
Oh, do you think so? The rest of us came to that conclusion when they tied our hands and legs together and blindfolded us.
What? They've taken us hostage?
Oh, God, I'm being eaten alive.
You should really cover up, Jane. This is a dengue fever hotspot.
Ow, what's that? Not another bloody mosquito.
Oh, sorry. That's the curling tongs. I'm trying to burn through the ropes. I can stop if it's uncomfortable.
No, brilliant, Amelia.
There, done mine. I'll just take my blindfold off. We're suspended above a pit of snakes!
What?
Wow! There must be 50 different species down there. All of them poisonous.
Oh, I can't believe this. I do not deserve to die a virgin.
What?
Nothing.
Right, you're free.
The men are coming over. Do something, Amelia.
Don't panic. I've hatched a plan. Lucy, flirt like you've never flirted before.
No problem. Good job I managed to pick the orchid before we got hauled away.
God, disgusting.
Oh, boys, over here.
Jane, throw these cocktail sausages to the snakes to keep them busy.
Roger, will do.
Cooey!
And let me just...
Oh, that's better. Alpine fresh.
Ah, that stuff really burns, Amelia.
Now, how do we get past the guards?
It's like pepper spray.
Of course! If I just grab this vine... Now, both of you, hold on to me.
Then.
No, they said it was too far-fetched. I guess that's what happens if you write up an article when you've got dengue fever.
You were pretty delirious. You spent a lot of the flight home chatting to your own hand.
Guys, do you want sugar in your tea? This Guatemalan sugar is amazing. It gives you a real kick in the mornings and the evenings. It's incredibly Moorish and it's perked the pandas right up. Betty's having twins.
How's the manhunt going, Lucy? It's a shame that flower wasn't all it was cracked up to be.
Au contraire, Jane. It worked a treat on one of those Guatemalan fellas.
What?
Yeah, got his number as we escaped. I've already left him a couple of messages. Oh, a text. I bet it's him.
What does it say?
Yeah, what does it say?
Stop calling me adios. What's he talking about? I've never called him adios. Must be a language thing.
Mission Improbable was written by and starred the Boom Jennies, who are Lizzie Bates, Anna Emerson and Katrina Knox, with Paul Ryan as Norman. It was produced by Dave Lamb and Richie Webb and is a Top Dog production for BBC Radio 4.